This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy podcast. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. It is Thursday, October 26th. Today is episode 371, and I've had the busiest day. I woke up super early to bring my car to have some restoration. I have an older car, and I wanted to start giving her some more love, and it was like a lot of running and around, and I was feeling really tired, but I started to get excited because of the guest that I have on the podcast today. I really love when I meet someone who's another podcaster and we have a resonance and do each other's shows. So that is exactly the case today. So you are going to hear from Rachel Garrett. She's a registered nurse as well as a master IET instructor, which I'm going to be asking you about, Rachel. She is an Akashic Record practitioner, a certified crystal healer, as well as a certified medium. Rachel offers you a range of transformative modalities, and she is the host of Spiritual Spotlight Series, a podcast that brings you a variety of healing and holistic spiritual practices, modalities, and practitioners. I was one of her recent guests. And Rachel, I'm going to bring you in as we continue this conversation. Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to be here too. My tiredness just kind of went away when I sat down and put the headphones on and knew I was going to talk to you. So thank you for bringing me some more energy today with your presence.
Well, thank you for the same, because I'm like, woohoo!
I know. Yeah. So Rachel, what is a master IET instructor?
It is an integrative energy therapy instructor, and you work with the nine healing angels. And the biggest thing is you get the issues out of the tissues, and you work on all of the energetic bodies and past life energy. And I love IET. It's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. This is a first for me to learn about that. Do you maybe want to start there? If a listener, if you've piqued their interest, like you have mine, yeah. Like how might this help us? Who is a good person to do this work with you? Like Absolutely. Those kind of things.
So with IET, and really what drew me to it was that you don't have to relive the trauma. So If somebody is ready to let go of an issue, or they're feeling a little tired, or their heart's hurting, or they feel safety issues, or, you know, anything that's bothering them. What I love about IET is that you can sit down, talk to the client. You can even do it remote and you don't have to be present for the session, which I also love. Mm-hmm. And you set the intention for the healing. They come in. And when your energy and your body's ready to let it go, you can actually physically pull it out.
Wow.
So you partner with the nine healing angels, which is, you know, Ariel is the head angel with it.
Yes.
And she's all about life purpose. And that's why. And that's the other thing. I'm getting all excited. You can download your soul's mission into your cellular tissue while working with Archangel Ariel. And wow. I love this. I love IET. And that's why I went ahead and became a master IET instructor, because I've had the pleasure of actually certifying students and that they can go out and give, you know, their own clients this healing modality. It's gentle, but powerful.
This is so cool. How do you use this as an RN also? Like, that's a really interesting kind of connection for me.
Cool with about being an RN and IET, and what I like about it, is it focuses on your organs. So like your liver may hold fear, your gallbladder may hold this, it's like your eyes hold this. And I think that's why I resonated with it as an RN, because it seemed more science-based. The gentleman that created the modality, his name is Stephen Thayer, and he's an engineer. And it's like, it's very like, okay, this is the third eye, this is the crown, this is the organs that hold this is that. And this is how you pull it out. It's a very structured healing modality.
Yeah.
And I think that's what drew me to it, because I'm somebody who's like, give me the instructions.
Yeah.
You know, and of course you have your own intuitive senses, but I'm like, give me the roadmap.
Either way, yes. And you're into blending science and spirituality. Will you talk to us about that?
So really, I always want to know the how and the why. It's kind of like when I took to be a certified crystal healer, it was actually taught by a scientist. And, you know, she went into the science of how crystals work, how your bodies resonate with a crystal, because our bodies break down, the crystals do not, and it brings us up to this vibration. And I wanted to know, what is the science behind it? Because a lot of people, you know, in spiritual modalities, they're like, oh, that's hokey, that's baloney, that's not true.
Okay.
You know? So I always am like, okay, what's this? Like, let's say something as simple as essential oils. Well, not, they're not simple, but essential oils. You know, okay, you can use lavender to help you to sleep. Yeah. You know, I like that. It's like, if I don't want to take a medication, or if I want to go to a doctor that just looks at one issue and not me as a person,
yes,
the whole body, that's why I shift to the spiritual side of it. Cause I'm like, all right, my body needs this. This is what my spirit is telling me that I need.
Yeah.
You layer in the science, cause I mean, we have a body, we have bones, we have, you know, I want to know how everything works, and then I can turn it to science, you know, spirituality. Like, let's say, the water study, I think his name is,
Dr. Emoto.
You know, yes. With like programming the water, you know, it's not as simple as that. It's like, okay, yeah, that works. And that's the science behind it. Like the biology of belief. That's a great book.
Yes. You know, yes.
Anything that, because we question so much. Why? How? I think that's why I like being, I was probably an RN before I kind of went down the spiritual path, and I've been an RN for over 19 years. So it's just, it's interesting how it's meandered, you know?
I think that's beautiful. I figured you started as an RN and life led you towards these other integrative healing modalities that look at not just our bodies, but our minds, our spirits, and the connection to angels, as well as talk to us about the Akashic Records.
So the Akashic Records is basically, in a nutshell, it's your book of life. So it's from when your soul came into being to now. So if you have, you know, reincarnated multiple times, regardless if on this earth plane or on different galaxies or wherever, that can be accessed in the Akashic Records. And anything that has been, anything that will be, anything that's currently going on can be accessed in the records. And it's a powerful tool to utilize if you're looking for clarity, or why am I repeating this pattern, or why do I have this fixed mindset of I'm not worthy. You can look in the records to see, okay, well, 17 lifetimes, Rachel, ago, you were taught this, and it's impacted your cellular tissue lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Okay. And then you go in the records, and your spirits, your guides, masters, teachers, loved ones will tell you how to heal it, you know, which I just love it.
And do you receive that information in the session about suggestions for healing it? What does that look like as it's happening?
So it depends on whatever intention we've set before we open up the record. So when I'm doing a session for a client, a lot of times, like, okay, what's going on?
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
And then they'll like start bringing in like, okay, yeah. And they will definitely give suggestions, and they'll pop in and they'll say, because I'm a healer first and foremost, before I do a reading, that they'll say, okay, we need to work on the heart chakra. Let's pull in this energy while you're delivering this message. And I love that. I love feeling the energy, because I'm a very feeling person. I'm like,
yes.
Ooh, like it's amazing.
Yes. You know, how did you discover working in this way with the Akashic Records?
So I actually, I just probably online, like, just, you know how I feel like the universe delivers what you need in the moment.
Yeah.
So it's like this popped up. I've taken like a couple of different Akashic Records courses and I love them all because they really dive in and they give you different ways to work with the records. Mm-hmm. And honestly, probably Facebook or somebody mentioned it or, you know, just popped in my brain. It's like, you have to do this.
It's like the little rabbit holes that you're we like go down. Somebody says something or you see something and you find yourself researching and then it becomes like your next, the next piece of your career, next relationship. It's absolutely that kind of thing.
Absolutely. It's like this inner knowing and I'm sure with you too, like we trust our intuition.
Yes.
So anytime I'm getting a strong intuitive sense, I'm definitely like, okay, all right, I gotta go down this path. You know, it's with books that I read, it's with courses I take, it's with relationships that I have. It's definitely like I trust my higher self to give me really solid intuitive guidance.
And so you practice at a nurse. What do you practice as a nurse in a hospital or a clinic setting? What is your setting?
So I actually run a doctor's office. I run a pediatric and internal medicine office.
Okay.
We have over 13,000 patients.
But
I did start in the hospital. So I'm very lucky that I've had a very varied nursing career from the hospital, hospice, working in assisted living, working in pain management, working in home care. So I've had like the whole gamut of all the nursing industries, which for anybody who's in nursing school, you're only taught to work in a hospital, you know, or a nursing home. You're not taught, oh, you can go work at a cardiology office. You can go work for a home care business. Like they don't teach you all of these different avenues you can go down as a nurse. And it was eye-opening when I was recruited at the hospital work at assisted living. I was like, oh, what's that? I don't know what that is.
So how do you and do you bring these other offerings to others through the work at the clinic, or does that come kind of separately? I'm just curious how this shows up in your life, both dimensions.
So it's interesting. Some people at my where I am are very interested in what I do. And like, I will have kind of off-site interactions with that. But I will also say that I'm very mindful of the energy that's in the office.
Yeah.
So if I'm feeling the energy's heavy, I will do an energetic cleansing. Like I actually just did it a week ago because the energy was really heavy. There's a lot going on right now, as everybody knows.
Right.
The energy was very heavy. So I actually did like I cleansed for ghosts, spirits, entities, negative energy. I cleansed that out. And then I brought in the sage and I'm like, oh, so much better. So that to me is super important. So they don't know that I'm doing that, but I do it. Actually, if somebody comes in my office, I'm like, sorry, I got to spray you real quick.
Yeah, so that people know. So if they're interested in knowing more, they can ask you.
100%.
Because people know this is who you are and other expressions of yourself. I love that.
Absolutely.
I do that similarly in therapy. And interestingly, I've been doing a lot of Reiki sessions in person here in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And it's so healing as a practitioner, just being the conduit of Reiki healing. I feel just so good afterwards.
Yeah.
It's such a win-win.
The channel, because it brings us healing too.
It does. Yeah. And you feel that.
You do. You're like, woohoo.
So Rachel, I want to share three things that I use daily. And when we come back, can we talk all about your podcast?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll bring you back in just a moment. So y'all, you know, if you have been listening to my show, that I am big into natural supplements, specifically tailored to things like, you know, the word aging, I'll just use it. I'm not sure of that word doesn't fully resonate, but as our chronological age increases and people expect decline, there's a lot of biohacking things that you can do and things that I do to really make this process so minimal. I expect and intend to age beautifully and gracefully, full of my physical abilities, mental abilities, and it's with the help of several products. Number one, Magic Mind. You've heard me talk about it weekly. If you're on NOLA Therapy YouTube, you can see this cute little 2-ounce bottle with waves on it. Magic Mind is a nootropic. and an adaptogen. And what that means is it contains ingredients that help with inflammation. They also help your brain. It also helps your brain. So things like ashwagandha, vitamin C, cordyceps mushrooms, lion's mane mushrooms, ceremonial grade matcha, which contains L-theanine, and that compound extends the positive attributes of caffeine. So I drink Magic Mind alongside my coffee in the morning because I've gone from 3 cups of coffee a day to 1 and not even finishing that one because I feel so present and alert with Magic Mind and not in a hyped up way. There's not like stimulants in here, like some products. It's natural compounds found in these elements and these compounds of Magic Mind that help your body with inflammation and with focus. Forbes calls it the world's first productivity drink. I want you to try it. Go to magicmind.co and use code Lisa for either 56% off a monthly subscription or 20% off a single order. And that link will be in the show notes. So I stack Magic Mind with something I've started using last week. If you listened to last week's episode, a scientist named Chris Burris was on the podcast talking about My Vital C. It is a molecule, ESS60, that is combined with an organic and kosher olive oil that I take a small amount every day. It has a delightful peppery taste. And this is another product that it's an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant. It is shown to help people live 90% longer. And I just love it. It's totally a biohacking thing. And you can get My Vital C. You can try it out for $15 off by going to myvitalc.com/Lisa, code Lisa. And lastly, every day I take something called NAD Plus. It's been really big out if you research like biohacking supplements. NAD is typically just available in an IV form. But this company, Natovim, my friend owns it, has put pharmaceutical grade NAD in capsules. I take 2 every morning, and NAD supports mitochondrial function. The mitochondria are the powerhouse of cells. Mitochondria are in every cell of your body, trillions of them. And NAD is something that over time, as we age, there's less and less of it. And NAD helps that level stay stable so you don't experience things like memory loss or such things. You can go research it and you get 10% off as a listener of All Things Therapy. Go to, oh, it's a big link actually. I'm going to put it in the show note, but use ALLTHERAPY10 is that code. It'll all be below. I know this is a lot of information coming at you, but I use Magic Mind, My Vital C, and Natovim, and my expectation is to have longevity with perfect health and my mind. And I so believe in these products. I want you to try them. Let's get back to Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hello again. I'm like, I need all those products.
They're actually really awesome. You can research them on your own because I think people should really feel a connection to what they take. You know, my word, like I really use these things and love them, but I think you have to feel a connection to it to want to spend the money every month and make it last. So I would say just go research them and you'll know intuitively if they're for you or not.
Absolutely. Totally agree. 100%.
Do you take any supplements or such?
I use Mary Ruth's. She has an iodine supplement. There is a multivitamin that I use of hers. And I actually take holy basil.
Oh yeah.
So I take those and then I kind of like, depending on the season, will kind of alternate what supplements I'm taking.
Is holy basil to help with anxiety?
It's to help with anxiety and it's also to help me sleep.
Okay. So you can take it at night to help yourself sleep?
I take it in the morning and I feel like it helps me calm down. Like, I know that sounds kind of weird, but it's like, I know when I take it, I'm going to sleep okay. And maybe that's a mental thing, but
yeah,
it's like, every day I take a drop of it and I also do mushroom tinctures too, which I do like.
I love, yes, the mushrooms are so good for our bodies. Yeah.
I try to keep it natural if possible, but I'm definitely going to research the things that you just mentioned. So I'm like,
well, especially you being a nurse, you're going to know when you read things what they're, I'm trying to like make it user-friendly kind of for me, but you'll know as a medical practitioner kind of more of this about the cells. So I'd love to know what you think once you research.
I will.
I'd love to talk about your podcast, Spiritual Spotlight Series. When did you start it and why did you start it?
I started it about, I guess, last year, around June of 2022. I have a Facebook group, and originally my Facebook group, I really wanted to interview people that were in the healing industry, people that maybe were psychics or mediums, just to see, like, how did you know to trust your intuitive senses?
Yeah.
How did you know, like, you saw spirit? What was that to you? Was that scary? Was that, like, how did you manage that as a child? Were you supported? Were you not supported? And it kind of just evolved into it went from Fan Fridays, and then I switched it over to a podcast just because I felt like I was so excited to meet all these amazing people like yourself who have all this knowledge just to impart on us and so willing to be vulnerable and to share. And for me, I'm just like, sign me up for everything everyone's doing. I love it all. I love all the people I get to connect with. And I feel like for, you know, for myself and probably for you too, like we're able to push out to others that, you know, maybe they don't want to work with me and that's okay. Maybe they don't resonate with the work that I do, but maybe they're going to listen to your interview and be like, oh, I really want to get her book and I really want to connect with her. And I think that's why another reason why I do it as well.
I really echo everything you're saying, Rachel. It's definitely helped me grow as a person as well to get in front of somebody you I feel comfortable with because we met a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yet it helps just putting yourself out there and having to prepare. And even in my research, I learned so much, like you're saying, like things I don't know about or things I do know about, but I learn more deeply about them. And I feel like it just makes life more fun. Just my life has grown exponentially because of doing this show and showing up and the preparation. And it's just amazing. And it sounds like you feel the same way.
100%. Like it's, you know, you get to do the research and then you're kind of like, well, I've never heard of that. Like I honestly, like just with your book alone, like the Chiron effect.
Yeah.
Like having to, I've read it before we met, but then But before we connected, I made sure to read it, like part of it again.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, Rachel, tap into this information. And it's like gentle reminders, like, hey, like we're all in this together and we're all part of universal consciousness.
Yeah.
That we're trying to feel more peace, connection, love. And everyone has like a different flavor. And I just like, I like, this is going to sound so corny. I like tasting it all.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Absolutely. You know, when we met, it was a real wow moment because when you just said we're all connected, we truly are. And it was evidence of that when your friend, I think Melissa, shared my book with you. And then my publicist ends up reaching out.
Yes.
And it's like, OMG, that was so beautiful. It made me so happy. Like there is a bigger order of things happening on our behalf for us to be happy, for us to be healthy and have joy. It was like orchestrated better and beautifully. It was just like a wow for me.
Absolutely.
And there's so much of that.
Yeah.
There's so much of that happening. What were you going to say?
I also don't feel like even probably someone like yourself, you probably don't realize the impact you have on others. Like the amount that your book has transformed other people and how much hope and wisdom and information just by reading the chapters it shares with others. And I think by your show and by my show, I hope that our impact is felt by others, just that we know that we're trying to hold the space of, we see you, we want to be here for you. And we want to be part of this healing that's going on right now on the planet.
Yes. And I appreciate what you're saying because I do at times question that. Is what I wrote adding meaning and value to people? Is anyone reading it? And then I might, you know, see the like a negative review and I actually read those to see if there's any truth in them. And it seems like the biggest thing has been that it's more psychology heavy than astrology heavy. And that's exactly what I say about my book. I come to the work as a psychotherapist and I use an element of astrology, and I have a reference section for people that want deeper dives into the astrology. So when I read those, I send them love, and I also feel like you've probably never written a book and all that it takes, you know, the years, the time, the money, the revisions, the everything. So, you know, I'm able to, certainly ideally I'd love every review to be 5-star, but I do read all of them and just do sit with the ones that haven't been as favorable. And I feel like those are some people hurting in a way, like they must be really critical towards themselves as well as how they were of me. And so I send them love and I appreciate all the wonderful reviews. That just feels awesome.
Absolutely. And I think it's sad though, at times that the things that, you know, when people hurt others.
Yeah.
And it sits with us and it's so sad because I get negative reviews myself. And then part of me is like, do I respond? What do I do? And then,
right.
And then I'm just like, okay, it's okay. Just send them love and let them be.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's just so sad because all of the amazing work that you're doing, all of the, you know, just everyone that you've touched. And I don't know, it just makes me sad. Like some people just have nothing better to do with their time.
Right. And whenever that's happened for me, I realize it's an invitation and an opportunity to heal myself more deeply because it touches all the old wounds I have around being misunderstood, being judged, being blamed. And so it kind of pulls a little bit of that scab, so to speak, emotionally. So it gives me an opportunity to go more deeply with, hey, Lisa, like, you know, what matters is what you think of yourself. And you were, you know, like to really affirm myself, really love myself more. And I don't have to get lost in that criticism or story. Just sometimes people resonate with different people than ourselves, and that's okay. And so it's always an invitation to heal. I think
that's such valuable advice. I would say for anyone on any type of social media in a public forum that maybe identify, okay, what is this about this moment that made me feel like, oh, inside of me, and to dig deeper and to work on that. So thank you for that reminder. It's always a reminder.
And I'm wondering, in concluding this time together, what are you excited about in the future? And what do you want to share that we haven't talked about?
I am excited about in the future about, I am going to be launching a new membership group about like spiritual, it's going to be the Spiritual Transformation Accelerator. And it's all about, you know, kind of getting back to basics of spirituality and really like leading with education. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is what this is feeling. This is what this is about. And then really hoping to build a very positive and, you know, open community about that. And then honestly, what else? I'm really excited for just anything and everything. Like I'm just excited to meet new people. I'm excited, you know, I don't know. I'm sorry. That's not a very good answer, but
it sounds like you're open and available.
Open and available for whatever the universe wants to bring to me for my best and highest good. Like that's what I'm open to. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of turmoil and a lot of energy there's a lot going on right now, and it's hard to stay in a positive vibration. It's hard to stay sometimes in a higher vibration. And I do feel right now for healers and for anybody that's spiritual, it's super important to keep your vibration high, to provide healing for others, to be a conduit for peace and a conduit for healing. And I think that's probably what I'm most excited about, is to really be able to hold space and compassion for those that may not be able to do it for themselves right now.
That's beautiful, Rachel. And while you were sharing that, it triggered my memory. You have a beautiful YouTube channel and I want everyone to know about it. It's awesome. Your YouTube is so well done.
I when she sent me that, I was like, oh, Lisa likes my YouTube channel.
It's beautiful. Like you have an aura, like crystal healing. There's so much meaningful stuff that people can learn about.
Yeah.
And your YouTube, it is at Rachel Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. How else can our listeners and people that are watching the video, how can we find you? And
you can find me at akashicangels.com. You can find me on Facebook at Rachel C. Garrett. And then honestly, YouTube is where everything goes up. Like my wonderful interview with you is going up on YouTube. And,
thank you.
You know, I probably spend right now I'm driving most of my stuff to YouTube. I feel like YouTube is a wonderful platform for all of us. Yeah. And
I love YouTube. Yeah. I'm like YouTube. A premium, you know, like, so I don't have to have commercials, and I love your YouTube. It's just so, it has a high vibration. It has a really good, like, welcoming vibe.
I was like, when you emailed that, I was very happy. I was like, oh, she likes it.
I do. I love it. I love it. You're awesome. Thank Rachel, you're awesome. I really want to thank you. Is there a last, like, is there anything you feel today the angels want us to know, that you want us to know? Just that kind of popped in my mind.
Oh, I love that. So, oh, that's interesting. So what I really have coming forward is like Archangel Michael, and really remembering to, and maybe this is counterintuitive to what I just said, is to really like make sure that as you're a high vibrational being, that you're also protecting your energy. People can kind of, unfortunately, unintentionally and intentionally lock into our energetic fields, and really just making sure to keep yourself psychically protected. And
Archangel Michael.
It's all good. So really grounding yourself, centering yourself, whatever energetic protection is you feel is appropriate for you. I always just call on the angels. Archangel Michael, please come to me now. Please shield me. Please protect me. Please cut away any hooks, cords, and, you know, attachments that are not mine. Send them back to where they belong to. And whatever energy that I borrowed from you, I take back, you know, or I send back, because we always are exchanging energy. And just cut it away. Cut it away. Take his golden sword of light and just cut it away and send it back. If you're feeling even like, I even do this when I'm at the store. If I feel uncomfortable when I'm around someone, I'm like, Archangel Michael, please come to me now. I need some shielding. I need some protecting. And that person's gone.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I received that. Thank you. That's really helpful.
Thank you.
Yeah, that little, I was about to end the show and then I heard to just ask you that. So thank you. That was so meaningful.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome. I thank you for your time and I look forward to being in touch in the future, Rachel.
Same. Absolutely. For sure.
Awesome. Bye for now. Wait, let me find my mouse. Woo! Y'all, that was Rachel Garrett. Please follow her. Her YouTube is excellent. If you want to learn more about crystal healing, the Akashic Records, the angels, and just how there is so much in the unseen and the seen to aid and assist us in every way, Rachel Garrett on YouTube and akashicangels.com. That will be in the show notes. All of my love. Mwah!
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation at a time.